It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
It's Music Friday, and it's a new month, April 1st, 2011. This edition of Music Friday, along with every show on BillMurphyShow.com, brought to you by Lulu's Paycheck, Fresh Florida Seafood, Gigantic Fishbowl Drinks, and live original music, resuming in April, later this month. On Wednesday nights, we'll keep you posted on who's playing there. And speaking of music, original music, in the South Florida area, we welcome one of the Exodus, actually graced the stage there a couple of times at Lulu's, and has helped our mission, which is to increase the popularity of popular music out of this area. We're trying to compete with Miami, and these girls are here to celebrate and join in that that activity. The Barron sisters are here with me, Kimberly and Kelsey, right? Am I remembering your names correctly? Oh, wait. See, nice going, Bill. That's what I get for trying to be engineer and host at the same time. Didn't turn your mics on. Now you're ready to go. How you doing, girls?
Good. How are you?
Oh, don't get shy on me now. I know you talk louder than that. And I know you sing a lot louder than that. We're going to have a lot of fun with you guys. You're going to perform in the studio for us. But we have some celebrating to do right off the bat. You guys have been what they call signed. And let's have you guys define what that means to the best of your ability. Kelsey, what is it that's taken place recently with you guys that has you smiling and has your energy for your music renewed now? We're turning off the reverb too as well. We're going to save that for later, but go ahead.
We've recently been signed to Unison Music, and we're just really excited to work with them because they're, you know, such a great group of people to work with, and I know you know them.
Well, I do know Bruce, and it was another one of those cases of It's a Small World where you guys are dealing with Bruce, who was formerly with the kids years and years ago. People in South Florida know who he is, and he's out in L.A., doing his thing. And how did you guys find out about that label, or how did they find out about you?
Well, a friend of ours, Terry, who plays with us sometimes, his brother-in-law, Tom McWilliams, knew Bruce and all them because he grew up with them and played with them when they lived down here in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so he's been friends with them for a while, and he started to work with us because of Terry, and just grew from there, and then they liked us.
You realize you guys are like almost not qualified to be on the show anymore, since we usually have unsigned independent bands. Now you're almost too cool to be with us, so we really appreciate it. What was the experience like for you, Kimberly, when you were out there? Did you guys actually get in the studio and do some stuff?
It was amazing. We get there and have you ever been there before?
No. Well, to LA or to their studios? No, I haven't. I've only heard great things about it, though.
Yeah, it's really laid back, and we just felt really comfortable there because it's at Bruce's actual house, and like in the back you got the studio, and then you got the sound room next door, and it's just like really comfortable, and it just made us feel right at home. And
Awesome. That's the idea these days, to make people as comfortable as possible. The old boxy office-like studios isn't like the cool way to go anymore. It's nice to have great surroundings like that. So what is in store for you guys? What is the, I know it's, you want to just deal with the music and you don't want to deal with the business side of it, but what is it that exactly happens from here? Are there going to be tours? Is there going to be some musical direction brought upon you guys? And from what you can tell, what's going to be going on?
Well, right now until May, that's when we plan to go back out there and start recording again. But, until then, we're doing a Florida Music Fest in Orlando in April, so that'll be good. And we're doing our local shows here, and then we're going to go up there in May. And
well, that's big news. Big news, very cool.
And then eventually we'll tour once the album is finished.
Yeah. Now, girls, what are your ages, Kelsey?
I'm 17.
You're still 17.
And I'm 19.
You're 19. Yeah. When do you guys have birthdays close together or no?
Oh, no. Well, she's in June and I'm in November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you pretty soon you'll be out of that 17 stigma.
Yeah.
You'll almost be adults. Your mom's That's looking at me like, stop reminding me about how old they're getting.
The only time it sucks when you get older is in music.
Yeah. So. We kind of want to stay young, you know.
Tell me about it. And what do you mean by that, by the way? I'm just kidding. Anyway. When did this start? And I guess I could ask your mom, but I want to hear it from you guys. When did it start? Was there a moment at a very young age? Everyone always has a story about, you know, I discovered that I could sing or that I could play an instrument at such an age when something happened. What was a turning point for you where you knew? Well, let me first start with the older one, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I started before Kelsey, but I was, I think, 11, and I was just really interested in singing, and I was like, I really want a microphone. And then I just started going to karaoke, and I loved it.
At 11 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went a lot. I went, like, every weekend. And I was a regular. I sang there all the time. And then I just started learning songs from there, and Kelsey would come to every show and just sit there and do her homework or just fall asleep on the table. And then a few years later, she's like, I really want to play guitar. So then that's when we started doing the whole switching from tracks to actually like live instrumentation. And Terry helped us with that. So.
And would you like go out to the karaoke gigs and show off by doing a live song with a guitar?
Oh, no. We actually just kind of got away from the whole karaoke thing and into our own shows after I learned all the songs. So we actually did like a track show, Terry and I together for a little, and then we started with the guitars and plugging in and, yeah, playing with the tracks sometimes, and then finally just faded out the tracks and did all the live stuff.
So I'm curious, when you were 11, which wasn't really that long ago, you what songs were you doing? What was your favorite song to go out and do karaoke to? Or the first one you can remember really doing well or loving to do?
I sang some old stuff, a lot of old stuff, like old country, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline. And then I did Martina McBride, you know, those, you know.
The standard ones that everybody else does.
The big ballads. Right. Yeah, Broken Wing. What else did I do? I just did old stuff and everybody loved it, you know, because they were all old people in the audience. They're like, oh, can you please do that song again? So,
and I'll bet that what you consider to be old isn't really that old when
I mean, I would have known if my mom didn't show it to me, you know.
Cool parents. That's what does it a lot of the times.
But it was really fun.
I'm really, really anxious to get you guys to play something for us. But for a couple more minutes, I want to talk to Kelsey about guitar. When you got curious about guitar, did you teach yourself how to play? And when did lessons kick in, if at all?
Well, I always liked guitar, but I never really had one until I was 12. But before that, I started out with saxophone when I was about in second grade, and I played that till seventh grade. And I was in the school band. I wasn't that good. And I played it because it was fun. And then I went from there to mandolin, which I played a little bit.
To play the mandolin.
Yeah, it's very tiny fretboard.
Right, it'll make you a great guitar player, right?
Yeah, so I started out with that, and I played that with Terry and Kimmy a little bit. And then I eventually switched to guitar when I was 12, and I taught myself mostly. And I'm still working on it, and it's going well so far.
So you're mostly self-taught is what you're telling me?
Yes.
Ah, that's very, very cool. And nowadays, I guess, I didn't grow up with this luxury, but nowadays, if you really wanted to learn something, or, you know, you wanted to take, you know, you're playing to the next level, you have all kinds of tutorials and stuff available online at YouTube. I mean, you can just basically Google something and figure out how to do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that the best way to learn is, you know, on your own, but that's just from my point of view. But I always thought that was a good way to learn.
And now, how much musical direction is going to be happening in the studio? Are you guys going to be playing everything on your own, or are they going to have some cats come in and play some parts for you guys now and then?
Well, I mean, Kelsey plays really, really well. So, and she also plays.
Wasn't saying that she didn't.
No. <All right. laughs> No, but more than guitar, she's actually really modest because she's sitting there saying, oh yeah, now I play guitar, but she plays piano. She plays ukulele, mandolin. So she's going to be playing a lot. And then we have a few of our friends that are going to be coming in playing, and they're amazing. I'm sure you know them.
Joey Malone. Oh, of course.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Very cool.
Very good.
So we had a lot of fun with him last time, and we just listened to the last few songs that we did up there, and they just sound amazing.
You guys, I can tell you're excited. I can just tell by the look on your face when you talk about
it. I'm freaking out, yeah. We just heard them last night. We woke up and we're like, yay, they sent them to us.
I think I stayed up for like 2 hours listening to two songs.
Yeah, just on repeat. We just listened to them.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure the fun has just begun for you guys. All right, and as far as writing goes, is there a primary writer between the two of you, or do you do it equally?
It's mostly me.
Kelsey just has that talent. I don't know, for some reason she's just good at everything and I'm not. So I mean, I'm trying, but
that's the confidence.
I sit there and she can come
right
in. She can just write a full song. She's like, so what do you think? And I'm like, I think that's amazing. I mean, she just can write so, like, she just has so much in her head.
Do you remember the very first song you wrote, Kelsey, and how old you were? Come on.
I remember the first two songs I wrote. The first song I wrote, I was a very big Beatles fan. I still am. But when I was about, I don't know, 10 or 11, I got very into the Beatles. That's all I listened to.
Wow, you were raised right. Go ahead.
And the first one was about, you know, all the members of the band, Paul McCartney. And
it was about the Beatles, the song?
Yeah, it's a very literal song.
We got to hear a verse of it or something. Come on.
I don't remember it at all. But yeah, it was pretty lame. And then my second song, which was even more lame, was about I was mad at my mom one day. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but you know on you can block your channels from your kids seeing them, like parental control.
Oh, right.
Well, I wrote a song called Parental Control that was about my mom because I was mad at her.
She was so mad. She said, oh my God, that was so funny.
And then we
actually found the song, and Kelsey's like, oh God, this was my first song. And we just started laughing because it's funny, you know, like your first song, you go back and you're like, that was horrible.
Now, wouldn't it be cool to dig that back up and put it on as like a bonus track on the CD when it comes out?
Maybe one day if it's not too embarrassing.
You like that idea, don't you? All right. Well, then I guess we're going to hear a couple of songs. You've got a ukulele in your hand for this first one that we're going to hear. Tell me about it. And is it one of the songs? Obviously, it's one of the songs that you wrote. And what is it? And what's the story behind it?
This is called The Corridor, which is the most latest one I wrote, I mean. And I got the idea for it when I was watching the Titanic. And here's why. Because when they're all panicking, one of them says, go down to the corridor and make a right or whatever. And I like the word corridor. And so I made the chorus, and then I kind of based it off that.
Cool. Corridor is a fun word to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's hear Corridor. It's Kimmy and Kelsey. It's the Barron Sisters on Music Friday, and this is Corridor.
Never too late to pack it all up and head down to a road unknown. If you want, you can take my hand, I'll show you what I know. It seems so uptight, but you know it feels right, so go. See that it's all okay, and walk my way and go on with the show. And I head down to the corridor, head down to your floor. And I head down to the corridor, head down to your door. Scars remind me of where I've been. watching all the street lights. As we walk, they flicker on and off as we cross. So I head down to the corridor, head down to your floor. And I head down to the corridor, head down to your door. Oh, 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 oh. It's a shame that I was so afraid to fly, but I'd rather get up walk right now, then I wonder why. And I head down to the corridor, head down to your floor. Head down to the corridor, head down to your door. Oh, 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 oh.
The Baron Sisters in Corridor, a Music Friday, as we have them performing live in the studio. Always a treat to have this these live performances on the show. Now, I need to ask you guys a couple of technical questions about this stuff. Now we'll really get into it. You first of all, I want to point out that your rhythm on guitar is really, especially when you guys find yourselves doing gigs that are very unplugged and you have a little percussion with you sometimes and everything, but to be doing it solo like that, it's very important that you keep the right rhythm, not only play the right chords mm-hmm. and have it be nice and clear, but to keep the nice rhythm so that you guys are always singing together, which is wow, such a grown-up thing to do for you guys at such a young age. So it's really amazing that you picked up on that. That particular song, though, we hear that very stripped-down, unplugged version here, which is beautiful. When the record comes out, how much more instrumentation will be in there? How full will that be? Are we talking about bass and drums, or are you just going to flavor it a little bit? What's going on there?
For that particular song, I'm not sure yet. I mean,
and I guess what I'm asking is the genre... in other words, do you feel like your genre that your music is, that your category that's placed in whatever it is will be dictated by how much music is on there? You know, I mean, is it going to change from what you're used to?
The thing about our style is that it tends to fluctuate on what kind of genre it is. So people
right.
have their own idea of what it is. But
it's almost folk. It's almost pop. It's almost, you know.
Yeah. Right. So I like that. Because I like it to have a variety, but some people are like, well, you have to have a steady, you know, genre, but I also like
right, that's sort of like what people tell me about my show. Yeah, you're all over the place, but you need to come up with a specific category. I'm like, no, I like the variety of doing something different every day. And I think that, you know, we're getting away from that. I think we're getting away from demographics and styles mm-hmm. and specific styles. And I think we hear a lot of records these days that do have a lot of variety in it and different styles mm-hmm. within one project. So... you're keeping your, I can tell you guys are keeping your mind open to that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love what the label comes up with in the studio. Bruce, you know, will bring out his upright bass, which I always loved, bass, and Joey will come out with a Sig fiddle, which is cigar box, mandolin, ukulele kind of sounding thing. And
right.
It just, whatever makes it more interesting, you know, we'll have talking, me counting off in a song. Just to keep it interesting.
But you'll have the world instrument, so to speak, in there to kind of give it more variety. Now, mm-hmm. back to, I kind of cut you off while you were answering my first question, which was, so how much more full, more instrumentation will be in that song there? Will you layer your vocals and will you have, you know, doubles and triple guitar tracks and stuff like that? Are you going to go crazy or have you even thought about that yet?
For that song, I haven't really thought too far about it yet. But, I mean, I can see it having... more instrumentation, as long as it's, you know, it's acoustic sounding, you know, it wouldn't be too
right
bad,
as long as the acoustic feel is still maintained there.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now how often, how much when you're playing live, Kimmy, how is it Kimmy or Kimberly that we call you?
You can call me
either
Kimmy.
Way. That works. Yeah. All right. I know I have like four different versions of my name. I know how that works. But you, so how often do you guys play guitar together? Is it 50, like half the time you're singing solo and half the time you're playing along with Kelsey?
Yeah, I mean, when we do a 4-hour show, I don't really play guitar that much. I mean, so, and a lot of our original music is just Kelsey playing the guitar, the ukulele, and all that stuff. But recently, I've just started playing the mandolin, and I learned a few songs of our original stuff. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I know two songs now, but I didn't want to play it tonight because I was a little nervous, but I'm working on that now. So I'm working on doing more on the mandolin to kind of add something to it while Kelsey's playing guitar.
Ukulele. So when you picture this band in your head doing a headlining tour, I don't know, let's go 3 or 4 years from now and you guys are gigantic and your third album and everybody's
fingers crossed
going to see this big gigantic Baron Sisters show. What do you picture yourself doing? Standing up front in front of the band as a lead singer or you guys together playing stuff all the time?
No, Kelsey and I together just up front, you know. But I do love just not having anything in my hand because I'm more comfortable that way. But I really want to start having like my instrument with me because I just think it looks better. And a lot of people have told me, I think you guys should, you know, step it up. Maybe you should start playing more. So I kind of want to, you know, get into the whole mandolin thing have that be my thing. But I love singing just without anything, but
right. And I've noticed that, I guess it's from your karaoke days and your experience of that, but I've noticed that when I've seen you on stage, you're very comfortable holding the handheld mic and doing your thing with that.
And walking all over the stage and
As a singer, I was never comfortable with that. I always had to have it on a mic stand and I'm always doing this leaning on the mic stand thing. I can't.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because we had to do the national anthem a month back for Founders Day.
Nice.
And that was the first time we did it together, and we practiced it like twice before. But we got it down. I was just doing harmony, and that was the first time really I sang without having a guitar on me. So I didn't know what to do with my hands at all. The whole time I was just switching back and
forth. Is there video of that?
No, thank goodness.
Because you find out you probably were doing stuff with your hands that you didn't even realize you were doing because you can, us singers, because we...
I always do weird stuff with
I have like this
too,
spastic thing that goes on with my
it
right hand.
It's cool when Kimmy does it. When I do it, it's like I'm having some kind of seizure.
No, I have like a dinosaur hand sometimes. I'm like, stop. I don't even realize what I'm doing. Sometimes.
I do that when I play keyboard. I have pterodactyl hands.
We had a gig the other night, and after the show, one of my friends was teasing me doing this hand, this spastic hand thing. I'm like, what is that? He goes, that's what you were doing the whole set that last
You don't even notice.
Well,
right?
I have no idea. Let's make the guitar switch here, and I want to hear one more live one from the Baron Sisters. Again, thanks you guys for coming out. This
Thank
is so,
you.
So
I
much
love this
fun.
Studio. This is awesome.
Thanks. Talk about comfort, right?
Yeah.
So if things don't work out there, you know, with Unison, you can always come over here. We can do the project here. On your own time in a very relaxed atmosphere. But, you know, as a producer, the stuff I've worked on, I've always found myself really attached to working with female voices. It's like I think there's a lot of engineers that might be listening to this that will agree with me that the frequencies and the sounds coming from female voices are so much more fun to work with as a studio engineer because they're so much separated from the rest of the mix. And obviously, the female voice is a lot easier on the ears than the male voice. We all know that. So, for a lot of reasons, this is a treat for me, and I am definitely a big fan. Now, what other song are we going to hear from you here, Kimberly? Tell me a little bit about. Kelsey. What song is this?
Before Kimmy.
get them confused, man. If you guys were twins, I'd be in really bad shape here. What's this song, and what's the story behind this one?
This one's called 2:30, and this one's about insomnia, because I have a pretty bad case of that. I'll stay up to like
already at this
age.
Yeah,
I've always, since I was, as you can ask my mom, as young as I can remember, I would go to sleep at, you know, 6 in the morning.
she
would come
so
in my room.
Bad.
What are you doing? You have school in an hour.
Yeah, well, it's perfect training for being a musician because you're gonna have a lot of nights like that.
Well, I just think better, you know, around 3 in the morning, and that's why I called this 2:30 because that's right when I started writing it. And so it's about me not being able to go to sleep. So,
all right, well, let's hear it. It's 2:30. This is the Baron Sisters on Music Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2:30 and my eyes are not worthy of the dreams that I'll have and the thoughts that I make. Stuck in between the end of today and the unknowns of tomorrow, it's hard to blink. For every thought that I have, it weighs me down and I begin to sink. Unaware of if I've started sleeping or if I'm still awake. Take this time, it's all I have, to stay sane and watch clouds pour down the rain. It sounds nice, and I feel so small, in a world where I waste no time at all.
And I'm going back to where you want me to, to that place that started so long ago. To where you want me to that place that started so long ago. These eyes I can't keep shut, 'cause I'm thinking way too much. These eyes I can't keep shut, 'cause I'm thinking way too much. To that place that started so long ago. And I'm going back to where you want me to, to that place that started so long ago.
The Baron Sisters, Unplugged, for Music Friday, and that is 2:30. Really, really nice job, girls. We really appreciate you coming out and doing this. What is that one of that? That song's been around for a little while, right? Didn't I hear you guys do that before?
About 2 months, so you probably heard
Okay. So when I heard it for the first time, it was really new then, I guess.
I don't think we ever played that at Lulu's, you mean?
Oh, yeah, I thought.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
The last show, I remember.
Oh,
it sounded at least vaguely familiar to me, yeah, so I knew I'd really heard that.
We played at the last Lulu show. That's right when we wrote it.
So how many songs are like at your disposal now to do this first project? I guess your record that you're going to do with Unison will probably have a dozen songs on it or so. How many do you have to choose from, and is there going to be like a very tedious selection process going on?
Well, I have...
Our favorites.
I have a good amount of half-written songs.
Uh-huh.
And the full songs that we have, I would say we have 14. Altogether close to 15 to 20.
Oh, okay, so you're right on the number of what, okay, because I thought maybe you guys were facing the dilemma of, wow, we gotta choose from 40 different songs to do this record.
I only count the ones I actually think have a potential to be on an album. So if it's not one that I don't really count it. So.
Ooh, okay. And do you have some that are this one has to be on there matter what, right?
Yeah, have a few of those.
Yeah.
And how well received do you think that'll be? And I guess I can sort of ask your mom this, although she doesn't look like she really wants to be part of this interview speaking wise. So you can just nod. But I mean, did you guys maintain all kinds of control for those kinds of decisions? Are the songs that are going on the record going to be your decision, or is a lot of that left in the hands of the label? Okay.
Yeah. We have a good understanding between us and the label. You know.
So you guys are basically like you're all on the same page.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, and what I love about it is they want our originals and they don't want any songwriters on it. So I think that's
So they weren't like reaching for pieces of the pie, I guess, writer and publishing
like
wise.
And they're good. If they are iffy about a part in a song, they'll talk to me about it and we'll switch it up. And we both, you know, have an understanding. We come to a good point in the song. And I love their ideas. I'm really comfortable working with them. That's the first time whenever I recorded my vocals, I would have to shut off the lights and have everybody turn around.
Oh, really?
And when I got there, I was totally comfortable and I was very surprised.
Well, that sounds odd because you seem very, very comfortable in front of crowds. So I'm surprised that that's the situation there. All right. Well, you guys, it's been a pleasure doing this. I embrace your independence and your determination to get this going. Your enthusiasm for this is just so obvious. You guys are smiling like I've never seen you guys before about all this, and I really hope it all works out the way I think it's gonna. I think you guys are gonna be making a big, big name for yourselves. And
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We're all into this independence together, so I'll try to spread the word to my regular listeners as much as I can, and you guys can help spread the word about how cool this show is and turn on some of your musicians. Awesome. Friends and tell them to come up here and do the same thing with me in the future.
It was awesome. I love this.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much for having
us. Excellent. All right. When you're big, big stars, we'll see if how easy it is to get you guys to come on the show again. You'll probably be too cool to do this again down the road.
I'm never too cool to do anything.
It's Kimmy and Kelsey, Baron, the Baron Sisters. Keep close track of them. Check out the links that we've supplied for you so you can like their Facebook fan page and so forth and hear more about them. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll have a brand new show here for you on Monday.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH@BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.